All right. I like preaching on Tuesday. It's been my experience that revival meetings, special meetings at churches, Tuesday night, God seems to work in unique ways, touching people's hearts. And I actually am thankful for the privilege to be here. God does not make mistakes when He organizes this camp. You're in just the right group you're supposed to be. You're here tonight because God put you here, and I'm no exception to that. It's a miracle, but I'm grateful for it. You can look at Psalm 120 in your Bible. Psalm 120, verse 2. Some of you, I don't know if that's one of our memory verses or not, but Psalm 120, verse 2, it says, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue." I'd like to ask you a question tonight. If God, Almighty God, speaks to your heart, not me, the Spirit of God, if the Spirit of God speaks to your heart tonight, will you obey Him? If God's Word somehow cuts to the quick and ministers to you and challenges you, will you obey Him? You can say whatever you want to publicly, but God knows your heart. I think Pastor Ledbetter put this together. The preaching time is a great time for you to examine your heart. That's why we're here. I need it. You need it. And God deserves it. That, listen to the verse again, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue." Let's pray. Father Almighty God, thank you for the fun time. Thank you for the skits. Thanks for the energy. Thanks for the songs. I wish we all could be like Job. Say, I'm going to serve God anyways, no matter what the world does. And tonight I beg you, Holy Spirit of God, I command the dark spirit that distracts, the spirit of evil, we pray that that would be bound. We command it to leave every person in this room alone, just based on our position in Christ, seated high above all principalities and powers. And God, I pray tonight you truly would minister to our hearts. Let your word have free course and be glorified. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I understand. I was born again a long time ago, 1981, in Subic Bay, Philippines. God saved my soul out of from a mess. And it was at that point that I began to care about lying. Before that, I didn't care. I didn't care about lying, unless I got caught. Cared about that. Before that, I didn't really care. Got advantaged that way. And so I want to use Psalm 120, sort of an outline. We'll leave God for last. But the first point is, deliver my soul from lying lips. And I want you to personalize that tonight. Just think about that personally. Why do we lie? Why do we lie? Well, here's a few reasons why we lie. To make others feel better. Hey, you're looking great. 800 pounds overweight. You know, it's like 800 pounds. I mean, it's like... Did you clean your room? Yes. Hey, that's great. I can't believe it. And yet, the liar shoved everything in the closet and stuck stuff underneath the carpet. That's what the liar did. But he still wanted to make mom or dad feel great. Yeah, absolutely. We lie to make ourselves look better than we really are. Cheating on the test is kind of like that. Just wanted to look better. Embellishing the time we spent on projects, saying we put more time into it than we really did. Just wanted to make ourselves look better. enhancing numbers at the end of a report, business or ministry, either way. Why do we lie? Why do I lie? You know, if you use that word, it hurts a little bit more. We don't like that. You know why? I don't want people to know the truth. That's why I lie. I don't want people to know the truth. We used to work in a teen program, and you couldn't get in there until you were 13. Sorry, you can't get in until 13. And someone would inevitably say, I am 13. Well, next month-ish. Had to get in there. I'm 37-ish. Over 40. How are you? I'm great. But your dog died. You're out of money. You're having a spat with your friend or your loved one. Here's one. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to spend the night at a friend's house. Okay. Great. Mom and dad home? Oh, yeah. You can be there all night? Oh, yeah. And then go somewhere else. You ever do that? I did when I was a teenager. It's a miracle that I'm alive. Really, God had mercy on me. But just like you. Why do I lie? I don't want people to know the truth. So I lie. That's what lying is, isn't it? I lie to get my own way. It always involves rebellion against authority, though, when I do that, either against parents, a boss, or God Almighty. So you're running behind schedule. You got to cut corners to finish on time. Your boss or your parents say, did you do what I asked? And you say, yeah, I did. But really, the liar only did what could be seen so they could do what they wanted to do. But the boss or the parent said, oh, yeah. They could see only what they could see. They didn't see what wasn't really done. That's lie. Why do I lie? You want to know what the Bible says about lies or the one who lies? This is very powerful. What the Bible says about the one who lies, he hates the one that he's lying to. Proverbs 26, verse 28 says, a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. To tell somebody they're doing great when really they're dying and they need to get off their habit or whatever it is, to tell them, some encouragement's good. There's nothing, we need to do that. But we let people go on in their habits and doing things that are wicked and stuff, rather than confronting them, can cause them to be destroyed. Really, to not tell them the truth would be equivalent to hating them, according to the Bible, Proverbs 26, 28. Proverbs 10 and verse 18 says, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's what fools say. In other words, they live like there's no God. They say things that aren't true because they don't believe that God really is looking on them. Then you do the same thing, and I do the same thing. Deliver me from lying lips. And I would like you to put that, I brought these things up for you to think about that. What does God think about? The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. They are corrupt. They've done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Psalm 14 and verse 1. You know the story. Jacob sought to get his own way, didn't he? That's what he was doing. We've been listening, we learned about this. Turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 27. Genesis chapter 27, I want to read a little portion of this. 27 verse 18. Genesis chapter 27, verse 18 to 24, says this.
talking about Jacob, he came unto his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. I've done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word in your heart. There were six lies in that passage. Six of them, three of them were in one verse. In verse 19, he said, Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. You know, when we just read, you don't pick up on those things, but go back and look at it. He said, I'm Esau, your firstborn. That's a bold-faced lie. I have done according as thou badest me. That's not what his father wasn't the one who told him to do it, did he? It was his mother. I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. It wasn't venison. It was goat meat. He was Jacob. He was doing what his mother told him, and it wasn't venison at all. Verse 20, Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. You know, the really wicked thing about lying is that we alter history. What is truth? What really happened, isn't it? Evolutionists alter history. They, don't they? Everything started from a big explosion. There was nothing, and then whap, stuff everywhere. And billions of years later, businessmen came walking out, and their brains still unused and stuff. Well, it's about the same, isn't it? Rewriting history. What does the Bible say? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and he did it in 6 days. Just speaking it into existence. That's altering the truth, isn't it? That's rewriting history, and that's what we do when we lie. We say it happened this way, when really, it happened totally another. So we link ourselves right up with those who alter history. But God knows the truth. What is truth? The Bible says God's word is truth. He's the only one who doesn't lie. The Bible says God, you know what, he can't lie. I was thinking about that one day. God cannot lie. You know why? Because his word is already written and recorded and settled in heaven. He cannot lie. We can, and we do. I need it, and so do you. Romans 3 and verse 4 says, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. So what I'm trying to say is this, nobody in this room is exempt from it. We're all sort of in this. Do we need it? Deliver me, O God. Genesis chapter 27 to verse 22. Here's the third one. Well, actually, three further anyways. It says here, Jacob went near unto Isaac his father. He felt him, and he said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. No, they weren't. There was goat skin on his neck that his mother put on there, wasn't it? And then number four, probably the most vile lie of the whole bunch, verse 24, he said, Art thou, this would be number six, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. You know what I am means? You know who I am is? I am is Almighty God. That's who he is. I am that I am. And so the most wicked thing about the lie He invoked God's name. In his lying, he invoked a thrice holy God to justify himself. Isaiah 6 and verse 1 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And one seraphim said to the other, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. A thrice holy God. And he had the nerve to say, I am. Jacob perjured himself to get something that he wanted. And then he took God's name in vain to do it. And so do I when I lie. Psalm 120 and verse 2. Deliver my soul from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. I need it, and you need it. You need it. Jacob was not the only guilty party here, believe it or not. In this whole charade, Jacob told some bold-faced lies. We just went over them. And he was deceitful. He lied right to his own dad. He lied before Almighty God. He was deceitful. He acted the part of the devil. Get this. John 8 and verse 44 says, Jesus Christ speaking to the Pharisees said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And so basically when you lie, you're linking up with the devil. What's the point? The point is to get us to think about how wicked, how wretched, how hateful it is to lie. You actually act like the devil. But you know what? We don't like to think like that. We don't, and it's hard for me to say, yeah, I lie. But this Bible story is about a set of twins. Twins. And basically, both of them were little sinners. Esau lied just like Jacob did. They were twins. We might call what Esau did a little white lie, but it was still a lie. I mean, you might call it that. Genesis chapter 25, I'm sorry. Genesis 25 and verse 29. Genesis 25 verse 29. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom, which means faint or red. And Jacob said, sell me this day my birthright, thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. And then Jacob gave him something to eat. But the point I'm trying to make is that Esau swore, he made a vow, basically. It wasn't just a little white lie. Now, it's true that Jacob wanted the birthright. The birthright gave him a double inheritance. It placed him as the one who would carry on the family name. But it also gave him something else. It gave him the privilege of spiritual leadership as head of the family. That's what the birthright was. When the dad died, the oldest son took over the leadership of the family, the spiritual leadership of the family. All right. Even assuming that all Jacob wanted was the inheritance. He was a sinner. He lied. It's true. Just assuming that's all he wanted was the money. Esau willfully and carelessly gave away what was precious in God's eyes. It was him who ordained the birthright in the first place. And he meant it was serious to him. The firstborn got the double inheritance. The firstborn got the family name. The firstborn got to be the head of the family when he died. And he became the spiritual leadership until, of course, the temple was established and the Aaronic priesthood came into being. But prior to that, the firstborn did the ministry of the family.
So Esau gave something away very carelessly, something that God treasured. He cared nothing for the things of God, and it's borne out by the lifestyle that he lived, both before selling the birthright and after, when he dishonored his parents by marrying an ungodly woman. And he apparently never got right with God. The Bible says, I am God, the father of Abraham, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Esau? No. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Apparently Esau never got right. Malachi 1 and verse 2.